The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
From the biggest moments.
Can you believe it?
To gold medal championships.
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
It's your update on Canada's game. You're listening to the True North Ice Podcast with Jacob Ewing and Caleb Schneider.
Welcome back, True North Ice Podcast, podcast number four. Jake, how are we feeling today?
Feeling great. 4 weeks already gone by. And yeah, I'm feeling good. Lots happening in hockey right now. Bit of a break in international.
Yeah.
But big things going on in the NHL. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you know what, Jake? I think the biggest news is that we got a new studio, eh?
We did.
How about that?
We got a new studio. Lots going on in the NHL right now. And we are a Hockey Canada podcast. So today we're talking all things of the seven NHL teams from up north.
Yes, that's right.
The trade deadline just ended while we're recording this. So brand new teams that are looking to push for the playoffs. Every team is in contention right now. So what we're going to do, Caleb, is we're going to rank each team through one through seven of which we think which team is the best and can make the best effort towards Lord Stanley.
Okay. Very tough. I'd say, in my opinion, there's three top teams and then there's four bottom teams. And between those three top teams and four bottom teams, you could go either way, I think.
I mean, they're close, but me personally, I feel like I made my rankings pretty kind of swift.
Okay.
I feel like there's good teams, there's three really good teams, and there's four teams that are still fighting. But I still feel like my rankings were, you know, I made them pretty concise.
Pretty precise.
Yeah, I'm happy with them, but I'm interested to hear yours because I know we always have different opinions. So,
You know what? We'll see. I kind of went a little straightforward, I think, this time around.
Good.
It can be controversial, but I don't think so, in my opinion.
Controversial.
Yeah. And also, March 12th is when we are doing this, and obviously things can change. I say we get into it, eh?
Let's do it.
How do we want to do this? Do you want to do like top three teams and then talk about those?
Or do you want to go? Let's go seven up.
You want to go bottom up? Okay,
work our way to the top.
I like that.
Alrighty, I'll start. Sure.
Okay,
I'll start. My number seven team, and I also hope it is your number 17 because I believe out of all the teams, this is the team that is still in. I don't want to say the thick of a rebuild, but definitely.
Okay, we do not have the same team.
In the middle, kind of in the middle, still of a rebuild, maybe on the end. I have the Montreal Canadiens as my number seven team, a team that was very surprising to many this year, still very close to the playoffs. I believe they're that just that in that spot right underneath the wild card
right now.
68 points, fifth in the Atlantic. So,
Do you want me to say mine so we can kind of debate this a little bit?
Sure.
I've got the Vancouver Canucks as my bottom team.
Okay.
Listen, it's a one-man team, eh? Right?
Vancouver.
Vancouver Canucks are a one-man team.
No, I mean, right now, currently,
the forward core is terrible. You can't even tell me who their top scorer in the forward is, like top scoring forward is.
Their top scoring forward? It's is it Jake DeBrusk?
No, it's not. It's Connor Garland with 39 points at the moment. Let's just do a hypothetical. They need 5 points in three games to get into the playoffs. I'd rather have the Montreal Canadiens over the Vancouver Canucks.
I just don't think I could do it. I like
that. I take my chances, and the Canucks' goaltending is a little worse. Not terrible, but it's a little worse than Montreal's, eh?
I mean, it's not bad. Kevin Lankinen have a great year.
He's got a 905.
That's good.
Yeah.
In today's NHL, that's a good that's a good save percentage. He had that streak on the road where he was like phenomenal. Definitely kind of saved this, helped definitely save the season a little bit
at
with
start,
no
yeah.
Demko.
Oh, yeah, at the start. That's for sure.
Because Demko has been so interesting in and out of the lineup so many times. Is he healthy? Is he not? The answer, I guess, is still no. Seelofs, I think a lot of people after the playoffs were like, oh, new number one. And it looks like his record, he has a 385 and he's 1-6-1. So he was maybe not the starter that Canucks fans wanted. The Canucks defense, is it even that bad? Like their top four of Filip Hronek, great defenseman. Quinn Hughes, best in the game. Marcus Patterson, he's a decent defenseman. Picked him up from Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago. And a Tyler Myers, you know, big guy. He's reliable. He's a veteran in the league now, right? I think Montreal's going to be great. Like top five team in the league in a couple years. But like their bottom nine, bottom six, like Joel Armia, Jake Evans, Emil Heineman, Pezzetta, Dvorak, Josh Anderson, like that's all right. Even their second line of like Joshua Waugh, Newhook, and Gallagher, like that bottom nine is really nothing special at all. I just think Vancouver like has too many solid players.
Let's break this down here.
Okay.
Who has the better forward core?
Vancouver. That is my answer. I think top heavy,
then we're never
Montreal, we're never gonna
get an answer here if you think that. Like I just don't see Vancouver's forward core. Like nobody's producing. Like Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield are right there with all those points.
Yes, and that's a great line. It's their only line.
Doesn't matter. There is no line in Vancouver. There literally isn't. Tell me who their line is.
Their line? You want me to tell them?
Are they producing?
The whole, like, their top guys aren't producing, but they're still getting numbers. Like, Pew Suter, 16 goals this season, 13 assists from a guy who doesn't play 16 minutes a game. Bottom six forward. Great numbers. Kiefer Sherwood, he's been really good this season, too. 14 goals, 11 assists, 14 minutes. Connor Garland, 16 goals, 23 assists in 18. Like they don't, they just have a well-rounded roster. They don't like.
I could say the same thing about Montreal, and they're younger. The only reason that I have Montreal is the goaltending's a tad better, and the offensive talent is a little better too.
You know what? Now that I don't know. I don't think it's bad.
The defense, I would give Vancouver the defense, but remember, we see that Vancouver team without Quinn Hughes on the ice. It can fall apart instantly. Yeah. Right.
You know what? I know I'm saying all these things about Montreal, but I don't think Montreal's a bad team at all. I think they're a good team.
None of these teams are bad at the moment, which is pretty incredible.
You know what? Like now that I'm thinking about the offensive core, I'm not gonna say Montreal's is better, but it's definitely really, really close for me.
Okay.
For me personally. But I think the defense, Quinn Hughes, the X factor. Like that's an X factor. Quinn Hughes is an X factor player, and that really, and like especially when you get to the playoffs, you need an X factor player. You really do. Mm-hmm. You need at least one. Goaltending, yes, maybe a bit in the favor of the Canadiens, with Montembeau, been pretty solid this season. Yeah.
And well, Jakub Dobish is kind of taking that. He's taking that role, eh? He's got a better. He's got a weight. Like he's 9-13 right now. He's only played 11 games at this time.
Yeah.
His goals against average is below 2.5.
Let's move on. Okay, let's move on.
We spent way too long on the seventh round.
We did.
Okay, number six. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
I got the Calgary Flames.
Okay, you're putting... Okay,
I'm doing the two. I think those two West teams are weaker than the two East teams. Let's hear yours.
Let's hear mine. Mine, I believe, is also the Calgary
Flames.
There you go. Wow, so, look at that. Agreeing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll just quickly say we don't need to go too much on the Calgary Flames because we both had them at six. Calgary had the edge over Vancouver. Like Calgary and Vancouver were very close for me, and I did at one point have Calgary at seven.
Mm.
But the thing that won me over was the goaltending. Dustin Wolf is having a great year. He's got a 9.15 save percentage, and I trust him. And Dan Vladar's, he's doing okay. He's got it like a 900 save percentage.
Yeah, he's got good numbers.
Calgary has no offense, just like Vancouver. And the defense is, there's been some good stories on defense. Rasmus Anderson's not been great. He's only got 20 points in like 60 games, which is not exactly what you want. He's like a negative 25 or something. Mm-hmm. That's all I really got on the Flames. Do you have anything else?
I mean, not much. I think we pretty much said it all. Like, they make the trade for Farabee and Frost. Mm-hmm. That does add to the top nine, really does.
They're doing all right. Gives Morgan them some Frost depth. Is doing pretty good this when he came over.
Yeah, like, you know what? The team has, like, they have some good offense. Their top nines are right. Sure. Is like Matt Coronato and Mikael Backlund.
That's a good story, and, Matt Coronato.
Blake Coleman. Do you think they're top six forwards? All three of those? No.
They play in the top six. Actually, hold on. Matt Coronato can be the top six.
I think Matt Coronato could play in the top six.
Mikael Backlund would be one of the best third line centermen if he was a third line centerman.
Yeah.
Blake Coleman, it's a toss up. He's been good enough to be in the top six at moments through the past couple seasons.
Yeah. Is Joel Farabee a top six forward?
He's shown he has more potential to be a top six. Morgan Frost is the only right-handed shot centerman, so he's going to get the minutes no matter what.
Okay. I mean, I don't think Calgary's offense is too bad.
It's all right. Like Jonathan Huberdeau and Nazem Kadri are both around 50. Sharon Govich is not doing well at all this year.
Yeah. Connor Zary, definitely crunching
minutes. It's nice he's coming back. He was injured earlier for a while. It looked like he was going to be done for the season, but he's back. I just don't. There's nothing there. It's just blah.
Okay. And then their decor. Decor's pretty much interesting. Uyghur and Anderson.
Kevin Ball's doing well.
Ball, yeah. Kevin Ball.
Joe Hanley is doing well. The rest, eh.
Okay.
Let's move on. Number five.
Sure. Number five.
So your fifth is Vancouver.
My fifth is the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay. Let's hear
your. And I hope your fifth is the Montreal Canadiens.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm happy with that.
We went into it. There's not much to talk about here, eh?
No, we've already been over this.
Yeah, so we're not going to.
Inverse the opinions we already said.
Vancouver is way worse than Montreal. And now we'll move on to number four.
Okay,
we've got the Ottawa Senators, right?
I do have
yep.
the Ottawa there Senators finally kind of breaking free from those maybe being the worst team in Canada for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. They're looking very promising to make the playoffs for the first time in 7 years.
Yeah. Allmark's doing well, 9-13. He's
so
keeping
well.
Them in the games. First month in a little bit was suspect.
You know, he's really streaky.
Back.
He had a terrible first month.
Yep.
Then he went on a run. I believe it was like an 8 or 9 game win streak in December. Came back in January, was playing all right, played a bit iffy, and now he's back on it. He's back
there
on it
go.
Again.
Yeah.
Very streaky goalie.
Yeah, there you go.
And Allmark's
and
been great.
Out.
It's,
yeah,
it's been great. And the top nine now after the trade deadline, big trades.
It's
big
good.
Trades in Ottawa.
Zetterlund's a good pickup. I
yes.
like that.
Let's talk about the bigger
you.
One, though. So
Dylan Cousins.
Odd. Didn't know.
3 games.
Sens Twitter, and everyone in Sens Army was thinking that we were going to keep the top six we've had since day one. We've developed these players, but we break it. Josh Norris traded for Dylan Cousins and Dennis Gilbert, and also JBD, Jacob Bernard-Docker.
Yep.
Cousins younger.
Yeah.
Maybe not as much offensive power, definitely not.
No.
When he's they're at their
good,
peak, when they're at the peak.
He's got a good contract.
He does.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a contract.
He makes $900K less than Josh Norris.
He's younger, too.
He's younger by, I believe, 2 years, two or 3 years. We've seen him. He scored 31 goals, his career high. Big guy, 6'3".
Yeah.
So definitely perfect second line center.
It was a good pickup.
It was. I'm happy with
it. It's a little, it's interesting what they gave up, but I like the trade overall for both teams.
Why do you say interesting to give up?
Josh Norris out the door is interesting to me.
You know what? It was the injuries though.
Yeah,
Josh Norris, two shoulder surgeries already in his young career.
Yeah.
Been out of the lineup so much. So Dylan Cousins, I think, maybe less offensive potential, but definitely going to be there more consistently. He's only missed 4 games in his career, so that's a big fact. That is the X factor about this trade. Anyways, let's get talking about the team. Like, Tim Stützle is a superstar. The top six is, confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. I think he can keep up with some of the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brady, Tim, Claude Giroux, Drake Batherson, Dylan Cousins, and David Perron's right now playing that on the second line. Yeah. Doesn't have the best numbers right now, but he was injured. He was out. No, I wouldn't say injured, but he was out for most of the season with personal issues. Still somebody's on the older side, but definitely could still play up there in the lineup. Mm-hmm. And that, even that third line, it is clicking right now with Ridley Gregg, Shane Pinto, and Michael Amadio. Just firing at all cylinders, and I didn't even get to the new pickup, who's right now playing on the fourth line with Fabian Zetterlund, who could easily go play for, let's say, David Perron on that second line and finish out that top six. And on the defense, Sanderson obviously showed what he's made of, finally to the world at the Four Nations faceoff. Sens fans have been knowing it for a long time. He's a stud, our number one defenseman now. Past Shabbat, although Shabby's having a great year. Great year for Thomas Chabot. He's back, finally, because he's playing with Nick Jensen. Zub's doing his thing with Sandy. But overall, the Sens, super solid. And I think the playoff drought is finally going to be over. Fingers crossed as a Sens fan, because Sens Army needs a playoff run. I would love to see Brady in the playoffs. But number four, top two. There's two tiers of these Canadian teams.
Yep.
Top of the lower tier, for sure.
Exactly.
All right, let's do... I think we're going to have the same number three. I really do think we're going to have the same number three. Do you want to say it at the same time?
Sure.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Edmonton Oilers.
Yes,
there
sir.
We go.
Bang. Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton's goalie is pretty interesting. Both have an .896 save percentage right now. They've got weak depth. They got three superstars, I'd say. The rest of the team not looking so hot. McDavid has a +2. He's only a +2. How is that possible?
That's definitely, especially when he has that many points as he has right now. Yeah. I believe he's around 80. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to add these points up. But
I don't know if he can make Team Canada next year with that plus minus.
Okay, maybe not, but we'll find out next year.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I agree with you. Not too much depth with this team. Like, they have a little bit. Corey Perry, Connor Brown, yeah. Max Jones, who they just acquired.
Nugent Hopkins is doing all right.
Nuge, but Nuge is not a depth piece. He is a top six.
He would be
forward.
A depth piece on some teams.
Okay, maybe. I don't know.
Listen,
Jeff
he's got
Skinner?
39 points, and he's playing with Draisaitl or McDavid.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. Hyman's not doing great either.
No.
They need to change something up in the offseason.
They, you know, people were thinking the Oilers were going to make a move for a top six forward.
Yeah.
They did not, so they're sticking
prices
with...
Prices were so high for the trade deadline.
Yeah, but
you need
the
to
thing
win,
is,
though.
You need to win.
Exactly.
You need to win. Like, this team was literally one game away from the Stanley Cup last season, and things are not going as well as they did last year, maybe. They're winning games, yeah, but, like, Zach Hyman, 50-goal scorer, only 22 this year. Not the same player he was last year. It's down to a two-man show on the offense with, obviously, two of the best players in the world in Draisaitl and McDavid.
Yeah.
Okay, their decor, Kulak, all right, Bouchard.
We were talking about this the other day with an Oilers fan friend, Jake Wallman. Evan Bouchard is the most funniest thing ever, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, you want that shutdown pair of Bouchard and Jake Wallman. Not really what you want. There's no defense on that pairing.
No.
Two players that could provide offense.
It's got to be so fun to watch, though.
You know,
watching
what?
Them go up the ice, cough it up, come right back down.
The pairings it looks like they have right now are Kulak, Bouchard, and then Nurse and Wallman. Yeah. That's
They were on the top pair for a little bit.
Okay.
Which was kind of funny. That's what I thought was really funny.
I don't think that's a bad top four.
No, it's okay.
And then Ty Emerson and Troy Stetcher.
Yeah, Troy Stetcher's fun.
Yeah, those are two all right defensemen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think their defense is honestly that bad. Their goaltending honestly brings them very down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And yeah,
There's not much else to it. We know it's been the same. It's been like that for years.
Yep.
Same kind of team, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the same with number two team that I've got to.
Okay. And a couple injuries. Obviously, you have Matthias Ekholm.
Yep.
Who comes back, could be a huge factor. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he's out for, but he's a very good defenseman.
Yeah.
Actually,
been
if you add him to your decor.
Victor Arvidsson's been out for a little bit too.
And then also, you can't forget about Trent Frederick, who they just added at the deadline to go along with, I don't know, Connor Brown, Matthias, Janmark, Skinner, Jones, Henry Perry, like another guy to add right in that bottom six.
I say we move on to number two. I think it's pretty clear cut.
Yeah.
Toronto Maple Leafs, number two.
Yeah. I also have the Toronto Maple Leafs at number two.
Yep.
Made some pickups at the deadline.
They did. They made a good Brandon Carlo pickup. That was a really good pickup. I like that for them.
Mm hmm. But Scott Laughton, and also another ad.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that pickup, though.
Huge.
Good depth player for them now.
Yeah, the perfect third-line center for the Leafs. And
goaltending's doing well.
Yep.
They've got four players with 50-plus points, which is what you like to see. I hate that I'm raving over them, but this is a thing. I feel like we've talked about this for, I don't know, it feels like 8 years. Like, they're always up there in the standings. The goaltending's always been questionable. Frederick Anderson, all those years. Now it's just like some random guy in net every year, it feels like. Anthony Stolarz has a .921 save percentage, which is really good. But again, came out of nowhere. We don't know if that's going to hold up. Joseph Wall, he's been injured for a little bit. He's been okay.
I don't know. I just think this year just feels a little different for the Leafs.
In a bad way or a good way?
In a good way.
Oh.
You're thinking bad.
I think it's not different. I think it's the same thing.
I think it's a little bit better. I like the Scott Laughton pull. I really do.
But we've also been saying that for forever.
I know, but like Brandon Carlo, too. Like, they made splashes at the deadline. That's what they didn't need to do.
You know what? They're the second best roster right now. Playoffs, I don't know if I'd rank them the second best roster if we were doing playoffs.
Then their decor, obviously added Carlo, Morgan Riley. I believe having a little bit of a down year.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
But doesn't matter because Tanev has been a beast.
Yep.
This kid, he's like plus 24 or something crazy
plus
like
26.
That.
Jake 26. McCabe is a plus 20 right now.
Like, that's just unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Those are crazy numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Chris Tanev has a better plus minus than Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah, and Leon Draisaitl has 97 points. So. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy to me.
That's all I really got.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Leafs are a great team. Mm-hmm. There's not a bad player in their top four lines.
Yeah.
Their decor is good too.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna really come down to see how their goalies play in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see. Stolarz, is he the guy?
We'll see.
Is Joseph Wall the guy?
We'll see. Maybe Matt Murray.
They have two goalies that they can go to.
That's for sure.
So,
I say we move on.
Number one team in Canada.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Which, did you expect that after last season?
Not exactly. obviously probably could have thought Toronto or Edmonton would be taking that top spot.
I mean,
and Edmonton. They came out of nowhere. Like, how many games did they win to start the year? They're like 10-0-2.
Yeah, they. Something I believe like it was like a, le- they not had a big 10 run. Straight they around.
Had, like, they had the best start to a season ever, technically, without losing a regular season game, or yeah. a regular regulation game in, like, was it 13, 14 games?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And I think it's pretty simple. They've got the depth. They've got the offensive talent. They've got the best goalie in the league. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you can't debate them being number two. Like, there's no other team that's
in number one.
And like, yeah. Are they the best team in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best roster in the league. No. Who's got the best roster?
After deadline, maybe Dallas.
Dallas, Florida, maybe.
Florida. Oh, yeah. Couple pickups during the deadline. Brandon Tanev joined the team.
Yep.
I started Luke Shen. But everyone was thinking, you got to add a second line center.
Yeah.
They don't. They keep.
That's the only hole, I think.
Yeah. So right now they have Nemetsikov.
Like Gabe Vilardi, sorry, is he's doing well. He's got 60 points, which is crazy.
It's really good.
Mark Scheifele, I believe Mark Scheifele's playing center, right?
He is. Yep.
So those two guys both have 60 points as centermen.
Vilardi? I think I have Vilardi right now as a right winger.
As a right wing on the top line?
Yep.
Okay. Well, he was a center for a while. You know what? They need that center spot, but that's okay. I don't think it's going to end them in the playoffs.
I think this is a play. Like, this is a
beast.
This is a beast. This is a playoff juggernaut.
This is a beast.
Like, they have depth throughout the lineup. Mm-hmm. Their captain, Adam Lowry, is on the third line. Playing center with Nino Niederreiter and Mason Appleton. Like, that's a great third line.
Yeah. Josh Morrissey, amazing on defense, and they've got just a great defensive structure as well.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah. Forward core is great. Defensive core is great.
And exclamation mark on Hellebuyck.
Yeah, Hellebuyck. We don't even need to talk about him. Come on.
He's the best goalie in the league.
He's the best goalie in the league. He's going to win the Vezina most likely.
He should. Eric Comrie, their backup, he's an all right goalie. He's good. Mm-hmm. 914 save percentage. So even if, let's say, Hellebuyck. They take him out for a game, needs a break in the playoffs. Can't see it, but Comrie's good.
Eric Comrie's a great backup.
Anyways,
too.
The Jets are just a stacked team.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Nemetsikov, he is their second line center right now, as they have it posted on the lines?
It's okay.
Yeah?
It's fine.
31 he's got points.
31 points. Mm. I see 34, but 31. I'm an idiot. No, he's all right. They don't need they've got great offense. They just need a guy that can win the draw.
Yep.
And that's what he does.
Okay.
Doesn't take many penalty minutes. He's doing all right. They don't take many penalty minutes in general.
No, and that's why they're the best team in the league. Like, that's how you become the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I think, do you have any final thoughts on the rankings?
I mean, not really. I think it was pretty general. I mean, we hit 6 out of 7 of our same exact teams that we had. Oh, pardon me, 5 out of 7 of the same exact team we had in order. I mean, a lot of these teams are going to make the playoffs. At least four of these teams for sure. Probably 5, to be honest.
And you know what, guys? We are actually, if you're listening on Spirit Live, we are actually going to be talking about this everywhere else. So our 25 minutes up is almost up here. And we're going to move over to Spotify. Go check us out on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, all those places. Thank you for listening if you're on Spirit Live. And we're going to just slide over, go into some overtime. So check us out there, right?
For sure.
And yeah, thanks for listening. And see you next week. Peace.
See you guys.